1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longpine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longpineauto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longpine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVUE News time is 8:27. It is Newsmaker 2 time today. We're pleased to have with us here on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, brand new to Lyon County Public Health, Emergency Preparedness Manager Dennis Applegate. Dennis, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Well, Dennis, let's talk about what brought you to CareArc and kind of why are you so excited to join Lyon County Public Health in your new role?
Well, I spent the last 25 years doing pre-hospital emergency management. I got my EMT in 1998 and my paramedic from Wichita State in 2002. I've kind of reached that age where I was expired shelf life in the terms of emergency medicine. So I went back to school during COVID and earned my bachelor's degree in emergency management and came to Lyon County because it was a job that was close to, you know, home. My family all lives within 2 hours of me, except for a brother in Iowa. So it allowed me to stay close to home and close to family. And I really have enjoyed the community. It's a great place. I am really falling in love with Emporia.
So, Dennis, how long have you been on the job?
6 weeks now. My first official day was September 11th of this year.
Okay. What do you see as the role of emergency preparedness here when it comes to public health matters, whether that is connected to COVID-19 as we still have some cases of that ongoing and the impacts of COVID-19 still resonate a little bit 3 years after the pandemic, or maybe in other matters that people really don't consider?
I think the biggest thing as far as public health is again, COVID is one of those things that's always going to be on everybody's mind, even after the official end of the pandemic. But it's not just public health, it's emergency preparedness in general. I want to establish those relationships with the community. I want them to know that, you know, public health is here for them. I want to, you know, educate. I want to, you know, make sure that in terms of disaster that you're prepared. It all goes hand in hand. It may say public health, you know, after my name, but it's all just in general emergency management. It's taking care of the community.
Again, here with Dennis Applegate, Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Manager. Been on the job just a short time. So as far as your job description goes, Dennis, exactly what are we looking at for people who may not be aware of emergency preparedness through Lyon County Public Health?
Well, I'm currently working on a few different things. We have an internal workshop, tabletop exercise coming up that's going to test our cybersecurity abilities. I've got another exercise plan for probably in the spring at this point that's going to test our biological disease mass dispensing protocols. And it's basically just making sure that we're prepared to handle anything that comes along. You know, we're not just disease. We have a huge role in the overall county preparedness program, with dealing with housing and taking care of people after an accident, you know, a tornado or severe weather or something of that matter. You know, public health plays a large part in that. So we're here to make sure that the people are taken care of, have access to vaccinations, have access to clean water, clean food, living conditions, that sort of thing.
Again, Dennis Applegate, relatively brand new Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Manager, joining us here on KVUE. It's now 8:32 on KVUE and KVUE.com. Dennis, speaking of COVID, speaking of the flu, where do we stand now on traffic? Last we checked here, I think about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were starting to see some increases specifically in COVID. Flu hadn't gotten to us yet. What are you seeing right now on both of those?
Right now, there is a general increase in the cases of COVID throughout the county, but that's to be expected based on the time of year and how it's spread. You know, it's spread very similarly to the flu. As far as vaccines are going, CareArc is hopes to start administering vaccines in the next few weeks. We have not gotten our release just yet, so we don't have doses on hand. Once we do have doses on hand, we will only be administering the Moderna, but I have been told that CVS and Walgreens also have Pfizer available if you choose to have the Pfizer vaccine. We recommend the vaccine for anybody 6 months and older. And if you want the new vaccine, you have to have waited at least 2 months since your prior COVID vaccine. I do want to remind the public that the COVID vaccine is now privatized, so it is no longer free. But here at CareArc, we do participate in a couple programs, one being Vaccine for Children, and a different state stock that will cover the cost for those that are uninsured or under the age of 18 or have Medicaid. Private insurance will be billed for your vaccine as well. As far as testing goes, we still have some home kits to take home if anybody's interested. We're recommending one test per household because we have very limited stock. You're also free to come into the public health building here at CareArc and get COVID testing free of charge through the staff here.
Yeah, and I guess I think numbers last week nationwide here, Dennis, the numbers that we came across showed that about 2% of the American public had the most recent COVID vaccine, so not a big number. But I guess that's kind of not surprising due to the hit-and-miss aspect of some of the vaccines that are being sent. Some people have it, some people don't, huh?
Exactly. You'll continue to see that number grow as the new vaccine gets pushed out here in the next couple of weeks. I firmly believe that number will continue to grow, and we'll do our best to prepare everybody and keep the community safe.
So, Dennis, as far as the flu goes, have we seen many cases here in Lyon County that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of. I expect that it will be on the rise as well. We're kind of right at the beginning of flu season. So, and a lot of times hospitals may not even be testing for the flu specifically. They'll treat you based on symptoms. If you want flu tests, by all means, you're more than welcome to come in and get them. We just ask that you, wash your hands and wear a mask if you're having any, symptoms. But most of the time, your local hospitals and stuff aren't really going to probably be testing for the flu. They're just going to say, yes, you have it based on the symptoms. Go home and take care of yourself.
Sounds good. Well, Dennis, anything else that you wanted to bring up here for the community here this morning? Specifically COVID, flu, or maybe just general goals and objectives now that you're in the chair at this point in time?
I think just as far as COVID and flu is just what we've heard for the last several years. If you're sick, stay home, take care of yourself. Some guidelines, if you are sick, isolate for 5 days after your symptom onset. And if you're symptom free, you can go out. Just remember to wear a mask. And you have to be fever free without the use of medications such as Tylenol or ibuprofen. In your work, just follow your guidelines for your employer policies. And as far as general notes, I just look forward to continuing to build relationships here in the community and just do my best to make sure that I'm prepared so that you guys are prepared.
Well, we appreciate your time, Dennis, and I'm sure we will be in touch down the road.
I look forward to it. Thank you, guys.
Hey, have a great day.
Thanks, Dennis.
You too. Bye.
Dennis Applegate, who is the Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Manager, started up in September, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker 2 spots, 8:20 every weekday morning, save for a couple when we have What's in Outdoors, let us know, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Now, I can tell you that right now we are slotting tomorrow's here within the next couple of hours. Wednesday, we'll have a look at the Strong City Preservation Alliance's Black Tie Affair, which is coming up on Saturday. And we can tell you now that we do have our Newsmaker spot taken here for tomorrow, and it's going to be City Engineer Jim Hubert with a range of local construction projects. He'll be joining us 7:20 tomorrow morning for that on KVOE.
If you've driven anywhere in town, and I mean anywhere.
Yeah, I kind of see it.
You notice there are things happening. There are things happening, and we'll get a Jim Hubert update. We're going right to the source, right to the top there.
That's right.
City engineer. Also, let me see here. We've got all kinds of things happening that we're working on here. We mentioned we're going to be doing the zoo tomorrow. But also, we encourage you to stay tuned and stay logged on to KVOE.com. Later on in November, the Emporia Planning Commission will be considering a text amendment proposed by Newman Regional Health. And this will be an amendment to the recently adopted zoning regulations that would modify 2.5.3 and 2.5.7 and more. We'd be here for a while to try to dissect all of this. And your first question would probably be, well, why are they doing this? What is the purpose? And what exactly are the modifications to the zoning regulations? Well, we'll be enlightening you on this as early as possibly later on today, but into tomorrow as well.
Yes.
Because this will go to the Planning Commission. A public hearing is scheduled for Tuesday, November 21st at 6 p.m. in the City Municipal Courtroom on Mechanic Street. So there's something at play here that's, could be affecting, obviously, our local hospital here.
Yes, absolutely.
And the community. So we'll fill you in on more. I mean, that's what we can kind of let you know right now.
Right.
But we will be going to the sources because there are a few of them that are out there. But stay tuned, and we'll keep you updated. We'll at least give you the reason,
right?
You know, behind the text amendment.
Yeah, and actually what I'm doing right now is fleshing out a story, at least for initial review, as we speak on this. But, and once we do post the story here for you on air and also online, we will have the link for you for you to review the proposed changes, and they are really changes to the text code, as Ron just mentioned here. But this will also kind of give you a sense of the significance of this quote possibly here for Newman Regional Health. So that will be part of our story here as we unfold this here over the next couple of days for you.
Yeah, stay tuned, and we'll keep you updated. KVOE Live and Local, our Newsmaker 2, brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longbineauto.com. Good morning, it's 8:41.
Under unrelenting attacks from Israel, the UN warning of a worsening humanitarian crisis.